Last week, we pretty much covered the first half, the front side of the worksheet of last week about the ministries of the Holy Spirit to the believers and what the Holy Spirit does for us in our life and different things. Then on the back side, we started with Roman number one, three types of people there are. There's the unbeliever, that is the unsaved person. That was number one. Number two was a spirit-filled Christian, was number two. Number three was a self-centered Christian, which we refer to as a carnal Christian. And instead of Jesus Christ being the center of their life, they are pretty much the center of their life. They're self-centered, pleasing, looking to please themselves instead of pleasing God. And we went on and we talked a little bit there and pretty much closed out. Tonight, we're going to start with Roman numeral number two, and that's the filling of the Holy Spirit. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Christians are encouraged to, as the verse says, grow in Christ and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are encouraged to grow. To grow in grace, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christians, we are to gradually keep growing and growing and maturing in our relationship, our walk with the Lord. And as we're growing, being filled in the Spirit, walking and stuff, a mature believer may lack the fullness of Holy Spirit at times. We might get in the flesh a little bit and not be fully filled with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in the people's entire freedom from hindrances. When we are yield to the Holy Spirit, we're walking in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has free reign to continue to work. The filling of the Holy Spirit means that the Holy Spirit, really, what it means is that Holy Spirit gets more and more and more of us. Amen? Because when we got saved, we got all the Holy Spirit there was. It's like, you know, we got the Holy Spirit. There's not more Holy Spirit to get. The problem is that we need to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit take us and let the Holy Spirit have control of us and lead us. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came down, dwell a person or on a person, the presence of a person, for a temporary or for a special purpose, special need, was there, then left again. In the New Testament, we get the Holy Spirit to live in us at salvation. So, ideal that we get the filling of the Holy Spirit. Roman number three, the command to be filled with the Spirit. You know, if you look back at where we text last week, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, be not drunk with wine, we're in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Being filled, the Greek word pluralis, is a Greek language, it's a command to keep yourself being filled with the Spirit, keeping yourself the filling of the Holy Spirit, a moment by moment, it's just a process to keep filling, keep doing it. Regeneration, indwelling, sealing of the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit are accomplished once we get saved, but we need to let the Holy Spirit just keep working on us. And again, need to emphasize that we must yield our control, ourself, to the Holy Spirit, let Him fill us, you know, like, this glass was pretty, the water was pretty full to the rim, but after I drank it once and twice, it's down a little bit. The Spirit can keep filling up, fill all the glass to the rim if we let it. When the wind filling the seal, and when the seal's up and the wind's blowing, it's going to drive the ship forward. It's going to drive the ship along. And as we have our seal up and we're yielding to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit have way, He's going to drive us. He's going to push us to do what God wants us to do. And we need to yield to it. And that's simply, you know, when it goes over to 1 Peter, when the writers of the Bible, they were yielding themselves to the Holy Spirit of God and they were moved, it says. They were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. So they yielded themselves, they allowed it, and God used them and dependent the Word of God. So we need the filling of the Holy Spirit. It's total control. It's yielding. It's letting the Holy Spirit have total control. In John 16:6, let the Holy Spirit have total control. And we let the Spirit have total control. It's like we don't have to have the fear. We don't have to worry about it because he's going to take and lead. But if we let other things control us, we could have fear. We could have anxiety, worry, nervousness, all these different things. But when we let the Holy Spirit control us, he will help us. But the command number three, to be Holy Spirit. I got more, but I think I'm going to run out of time tonight. Number four, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is where we really want to get into. How to be filled. Number one, you must want to. You must want the Holy Spirit to fill you. You know, just like Matthew chapter 5, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You want to be filled. I don't want to live in my own flesh, you know what I'm saying, as in my own power. I don't, because I know when I lead myself and I direct myself aspect, there's times I would want to be lazy. There's times that I would just want to quit, you know? And when you get in the flesh, I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to, because I know I could do greater things for God when I get out of the way and let him work. Amen? And so it's a want to. I hunger and I thirst for God's power to be on my life and God to work in me and God to work through me. It's a want to, number one. Another thing is that what hinders God working in us, is what hinders God controlling us, is sin in our life, unconfessed sin. So number two, we must be willing to confess our sins and forsake our sins. Agree with God that we have sinned. Agree to God that we do wrong. Turn away from our sins and choose God. And choose, like, Lord, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to yield my body. I'm not going to yield to this. And then when we do mess up, 1 John 1:9, amen? Confess. Confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess our sins. Number three, give the throne of your life to Jesus. Give the throne of your life to Jesus. Again, don't be that self-centered Christian, that carnal Christian that's all about yourself. Yield yourself to God. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Thomas, yield yourself. To live in the Spirit, we must be willing to let Jesus Christ control everything we do. Control us, our time, our work, our relationships, our friends. Control our finances. Control every aspect about us. Number four, or letter D. We are to be filled with the Holy Spirit by faith. By faith. Ask for it. Tell God that, God, I want you to control my life. I want you to grow my relationship, grow my faith in you. I yield myself. I want to obey you. I want to walk in your statue. I want to walk in your ways. And as I walk, I say, Lord, I'm yielding myself and I'm just trusting you more, and I'm growing my faith as I do this. We are filled with the Holy Spirit by faith, and we must pray for the Lord. Say, Lord, just help me to keep yielding myself. It's a constant battle because the old nature, the old man wants to bring itself back up. It doesn't want to, the devil doesn't want you to yield to the Spirit. It's a constant battle, good, bad. Romans 6, Romans 7, Galatians 3, Galatians 4, Ephesians 5, Ephesians 6. It's a constant battle going on. And who will win? And for us to have victory, to have us increase in faith, is that we must pray and ask God. We must, stay filled. How do we stay filled? Well, again, it goes back to yielding ourselves to the Lord, saying, Lord, Here am I. It's not giving in. It's not giving in to temptations. It's not yielding to what's wrong. It's not disobeying in word, in action, in deed. It's listening, it's following, it's just yielding to Jesus. Romans 6:13 again. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Next, letter F, or number E, stay filled. Number 6, or letter G, fill yourself with God's word. And a great verse is Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. God's thoughts then become your thoughts. As you yield to God and as you're letting and you're, as Christians, the more we're in the word of God, the stronger we become, right, in serving. The more we're in it, more time we're spending in prayer, the closer we are. If we fill ourselves with the word of God, we're drawn closer and closer to him. Colossians 3:16. God's thoughts will become our thoughts more and more as we're spending the time with him. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Letter G, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. The spirit wants to work. Spirit wants to be you to be filled. He wants to work in your life. But the problem is that the Spirit of God gets working and we quench the spirit. Quench not the spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. Don't suppress it. How do we quench the Holy Spirit? By resisting, by opposing it, by saying no. At times, God is leading us, directing us to do this, and man, if I got to do that, I'm going to put myself out there, and I just don't know if I want to do that, and we say no. You know, we're not listening. We're not following the Spirit when he leads us and directs us. We resist him, and when we resist him, when we oppose, that's quenching the Spirit. And the Spirit, you can't be filled with the Spirit when you're quenching the Spirit. And not only just quenching the Spirit, letter H, don't grieve the Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit leads us to do something, when he sets it on fire, don't dump water on it and pour it out. Don't dump water on it and quench the Spirit. Be yielding to the will of God. When we quench something, we refuse it. Don't refuse. Let God submit. Have submission. Obedience. Follow him. In grieving the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4:30, the presence of sin in any form, when we're sinning, when the old man is in, when our nature's in control, when we're doing wrong, we quench the Spirit. And when we quench the Spirit, he can't work in us. It's like a block. It's like a hindrance comes up. Lose of the fruit of the Spirit. Walk in blinded, you know, because we can't see clearly. We can't see good. You know, when you're driving and next thing you know, the fog comes down through when it gets the ground and it gets hard to see. I mean, when I was in Vermont 2 weeks ago when I went to do a job and I'm riding up in Vermont and it's hills and it's up and down, it's left and right and curving and next thing, it just got so hard to see. It's like you had to really pay attention, and it's just hard. When we start getting off and we start quenching the Spirit, eventually it's going to get us to where we're grieving the Spirit, and we can't. And he's not controlling. He's not leading us, and it gets tougher and tougher to serve and live. Eventually, we need to come to our senses and say, "Lord, I'm sorry," and confess and get back. So quench. Number G, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, or don't quench the Holy Spirit. Number H is don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And letter I, simply walk in the Spirit. And we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Walking daily by the power, by His power, and by His presence, we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to vow. Reckon ourselves, as Romans chapter 6 says, reckon ourselves to be dead to ourselves, reckon to be dead to our sin nature, and let us be alive and living in His power and His might, and let the Holy Spirit of God grieve us. Again, Romans chapter 7, you know, the flesh, the I got in the way of Paul. When I wanted to do this, my flesh wouldn't let me. When I didn't want to do this, my flesh made me. And on. But once he, in Romans chapter 8, now therefore there is no condemnation that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but walk in the Spirit. Walk after the Spirit, amen? And he goes on, so as we walk in the Spirit, as we're letting the Spirit walk, we will keep the old man dead. Keep the old man dead. Reckon ourselves to be dead to the old man and reckon ourselves to be alive to Christ. Romans 6:11. As we yield ourselves to God and those that are alive, yield ourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead by His resurrection power, we yield ourselves and we become the instruments of righteousness unto God, Romans 6:13, and God can use. And there's several things, you know, I see as we will yield to ourselves. We yield to ourselves and let the Holy Spirit work in us and through us. If we're dead to ourselves and living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, there's several things. We learn to love each other more as Christ, John 13:34. We bring all the thoughts to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We learn to suffer, long suffer, everything. Be long suffering toward all when we yield to Christ. We yield to the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. We read that verse tonight. 1 Thessalonians, you go back over there, and as we go through all these deals with, we learn to love as Christ does. Every thought must be brought into the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5. We must be learned, when we learn to be long-suffering towards others, 1 Thessalonians 5:14. We allow, always follow what is good. When we let the Holy Spirit lead us, let Him have total control of us, it allows us to do that which is good, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 5, verses 14 and 15. It also helps us to edify, to build each other up, to encourage each other. When we're letting the Holy Spirit work in us and through us, we're easier to be a blessing and encouragement to others. It helps us, as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 I read tonight, it helps us to get to know them, to appreciate, to respect others, and to help them, to esteem others, esteem especially those, as verse 12 and 13 says, those that work in the faith, those are our leaders. It helps us, as verse 13 says, live at peace with others, be at peace. Be at peace among yourself. It helps us to, when we're letting the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and direct us, it helps us to warn against the unruly and those that are not living right, that we could say, you know, warn them or get on them for doing wrong. It helps us help not to render evil for evil. A lot of times we get in the flesh. I know myself, when I'm pushed and pushed and I overcome and I get in the flesh, when someone says something back to me, I can say something back to them in the flesh. And someone can hit me, I can hit them back. But when I yield to the Spirit and let the Spirit have control, I'm not going to render evil for evil, as 1 Thessalonians 5:15. When I surrender to the Spirit and I'm in control of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit control me, I can rejoice evermore, as verse 16 says. I can pray without season. I can keep on praying. I can just be in the Spirit because I'm in that walk.
with the Lord.
I can learn to give thanks in everything. Amen? When I'm filled with the Spirit and the Spirit has control, I mean, even with bad things, I still can give thanks. I can, when I'm filled and letting Him lead, He can help me not suppress His work in. It helps me not despise the prophecies, as verse 20 says. It helps me, verse 21, prove all things. You know, proving all things is test all things. It helps me hold fast that which is good. The Spirit of God, when I'm letting Him lead and direct and control me, wants me to do right. And He's going to lead me in the right path and the right things. Hold fast to that which is right. He's going to help me, verse 22, abstain from that which is evil. The Holy Spirit is going to help me. It's going to lead me to pray for others. You know, you ever get that feeling where, like, you just overcomes you that you got to pray for somebody, and man, you need to lift them up in prayer at times? It comes with the Holy Spirit, and when you're in tune and He's leading and you're filled with the Spirit, He pricks you and He works to say, hey, pray for your brother, pray for your sister, pray for those. It helps you to greet your brethren and be at love and be at peace with them, as the verse 26 says. I'm rushing through this with time-wise. Roman numeral number 5. What are some of the results? What are some of the results of being filled with the Spirit? As we continue growing in Christ, we will continue to let Him change our life. As we let the Holy Spirit lead and control our life, number 1, our life will show the fruit of the Spirit more and more. As I'm walking in Christ, as I'm walking not after the flesh, but walking in the Spirit, I'm going to be able, as I'm living, let Him control me. It's going to show the love of God more. It's going to show joy. Joy is going to be, it's just going to consume me, the joy. It's going to bring me at peace. So as I let the Holy Spirit lead me and control me, one of the results is that, hey, the fruit of the Spirit is just going to start bursting out of me at seams and coming out. The love, the joy, the peace. Number 2, another effect is my prayer life will be more effective. Amen? It'll be more powerful, amen. More dynamic and praying and seeing God doing things in my prayer life. It's like when you're praying and you see God answering prayers, it makes you excited. It makes you like and pray more in your prayer. Like, man, I just spend time more and more with God and grow closer and closer. Your prayer life will be getting more effective. The Holy Spirit of God, as you're studying the Word of God, as you're reading and studying and learning the Word of God, it's going to illuminate. The Holy Spirit is going to help illuminate it. So number 3, it's going to help you understand the Bible. It's going to help you, it's going to increase your knowledge of it and learning of it. And we've got 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 shares that with us. As we yield to the Spirit and we say, Lord, help me. Help me to understand this. Help me to learn this. And the Holy Spirit will help us to understand more. Another result of being filled and letting the Holy Spirit lead us is that He's going to teach us, or He's going to warn us against errors. He's going to warn us against mistakes and things wrong. You know, when you do things and you're just like, start to do wrong sometimes, you just get that little nudging. It's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. The Spirit leads you, and you know, or if someone's getting under your skin and you're ready to fly off the handle at them, and it's like you get that. It's like the Spirit of God is just helping you, stopping you. And as you walk with Him more, I mean, I never truly growing up never had a cussing problem, but you know, we hear people swearing a lot or taking it. Even Pastor said, you know, one of the first things, you know, right when he got saved, is like the Holy Spirit just took it away from him. And as you're learning to yield to him, you know, if you have a problem with you know, cussing, or if you got a problem with, you know, belittling people, as you yield to the Spirit, he's going to help you before you go back to the, fall back to those steps to stop you from it. On and on, it's sin issues, you know, little sins that affect you. You know, as you yield to the Holy Spirit of God, he will help keep you from doing those. He gives you great power. Number four, another great result of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that he gives you power. He gives me power to witness for him, to share my faith, amen, to tell others about Christ. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. Holy Spirit is the one. I mean, when I go out there, and I say, and usually when we go for so many, a lot of times, we get to the place we're going, and before we step out, again, I pray, Lord, go before me. Give me the words to say to these people. I don't know what they need. I don't know what the issues are in their life or something. But Lord, give me something that I can help that. Give me someone I can talk to today. And as I go, and it's like, and sometimes like, where did that even come from? Again, it's like I prayed and asked God, and he helped, and he gave me the power to share. He gives me the power to overcome temptations, overcome sin. He gives me the power to live the victorious Christian life. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Number six, he will also guide you. He will guide you in all truths. He will guide you in all principles and help you. He will help you to stop doing self-inflicted wounds to yourself if you yield to him. Another result of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that when I come to church, I can be ready to worship him. Because I'm yielding to him. I say, Lord, I need something from your word today in your house. And I get the distractions out of my way and help me to focus on you. And it helps my worship. It helps my praise. It helps my thanksgiving with God as I'm being filled. The Christian can only live a spirit-filled life by faith. But as I said, is that you want to. Again, we have all the Holy Spirit there is, amen? Mm-hmm. The day we got saved. But to have him fill us and keep filling us and keep doing, we must yield and we must submit to him. And there's many, and I gave you a lot of things, and tonight I run through a lot of it because I wanted to get through it. But the results of being filled. So I close tonight simply by saying, do you want to be a Christian that is filled? Do you want the Holy Spirit to have reign in your life, to work in your life? You want the Holy Spirit to use you? We must yield to him. We must submit. And as we do, he can. But he won't to a self-centered Christian. We need to let him have control. Lord, I do thank you for the night, Lord. I pray, Lord, even though as we rush through some of it tonight, I pray, Lord, that you spoke to hearts, and Lord, that we would let you have control. We would yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit just work in us and through us. And Lord, that we will not quench the Spirit, not grieve the Spirit, but just let you fill us and use us. And let us just draw closer and closer to thee and walk after you. And Lord, that we can just live that victorious Christian life with the yield and with the the help of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray you just bless now as we continue with the service. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.